The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, when I was a child, I grew up going to a Lutheran church on Sunday mornings with my family. We went to worship together, and then I went to Sunday school with my little sister. And you know, I like Sunday school. I like the songs we got to sing. I enjoyed the stories we heard. But my favorite thing about Sunday school was the gold stars. Yeah, right? Gold stars, you say? What gold stars? Well, in my Sunday school classroom a while back, we were asked to memorize verses from the Bible. And so I worked hard week after week memorizing those Bible verses, because if you were able to recite the verse correctly, you got a gold star by your name. We had like a paper on the wall of the classroom, and there they were, our names and our gold stars. My goodness, the power of that gold star. I thought as a child that those gold stars meant that I was special. And so I wanted all the gold stars I could get my hands on. Now, when I think back now as an adult, when I think about the Bible verses that are meaningful to me in my life today, I will confess, I don't think many of them are from those verses I memorized in my Sunday school class. The Bible verses that I hold close today, I tend to know because I know them in the form of a song. And the Beatitudes, our scripture, our gospel reading for today, is no different. In our ELW hymnal, there is a lovely hymn called "Blessed Are They," that puts Jesus' words in the Gospel of Matthew to music. And the refrain we sing over and over again in that hymn says this: "Rejoice and be glad, blessed are you, holy are you, rejoice and be glad, yours is the kingdom of God." I heard that those words and that music in my head all this week as I was reflecting on these Bible verses. And I wonder sometimes, I wonder if Jesus taught his disciples using songs and music. You know, we know that he taught with stories and with questions, always questions. And today we get a bit of poetry, I would say. So perhaps it's not so crazy to think that Jesus taught God's love with songs as well as with words. Well, however you hear these Bible verses today, these words from the Gospel of Matthew, perhaps as poetry, or as a favorite Bible verse that you have memorized, or as a song, as I do, however you hear these words, together we meet Jesus in this gospel reading as he is teaching on a mountain with his disciples gathered all around him. And he says these words in Matthew chapter 5, in verses 3 through 12, that we call the Beatitudes. Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Well, right away, I wonder if you get the sense that the people Jesus calls blessed are not really the people we would think of every day as being the blessed. Blessed are the people who are worn out. Blessed are the people who are grieving. Blessed are the people who are humble. How can that be? When we don't think that we have enough strength to get through the day, or when you find yourself overwhelmed by grief, or even when you recognize that you don't know it all, do you feel like you are blessed in those moments? And yet, Jesus says, rejoice and be glad. Blessed are you, holy are you, rejoice and be glad. Yours is the kingdom of God. Well, as we reflect on the Beatitudes this week, I have been deeply appreciating the thoughts of Professor Charles Cook. And he writes this about the Beatitudes. Living daily into the spirit of the Beatitudes involves looking at them as a collection of the whole, rather than looking at each one individually. Each is related to the others, and they build on one another. If we approach the Beatitudes this way, we see that they invite us into a way of being in the world that leads to particular practices. There are three principles for living into the spirit of the Beatitudes: simplicity, hopefulness, and compassion. Three principles for living into the spirit of the Beatitudes: simplicity, hopefulness, and compassion. So taken together, we find, taken together, the Beatitudes reveal to us something about who God is and about who we are. The simplicity of the Beatitudes invites us to listen. Listen to Jesus' words, just as they are. To ask questions and then be open to the surprising answers God gives. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Jesus says, you who long for God, you will meet God. You who care for another just as they are, you will know that same love and care. And Jesus goes on and says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Rejoice and be glad. Blessed are you, holy are you, rejoice and be glad. Yours is the kingdom of God. Now on this day, Jesus does not speak of the powerful or the wealthy or even the healthy as being blessed. Not in this moment. In this moment, Jesus says those who are struggling and searching and giving of themselves, those people are blessed and holy. Well, there is also a beautiful sense of hopefulness in these Beatitudes. In Jesus' words today, we find hope in these promises of God. For what we struggle with now, for what overwhelms us today, and for what we cannot see presently, God will transform and God will make whole. God gives us hope for today and for tomorrow. And finally, as we journey through these Beatitudes, we learn something of true compassion. They speak to the human condition, to what is really going on in our lives and in this world. In these words, Jesus meets us and our community and our neighbors in our brokenness. those moments when we are at our most vulnerable. Jesus promises that God holds close all those who are in need, all those who see the needs of others and respond. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Jesus says, rejoice and be glad. Blessed are you, holy are you. Rejoice and be glad. Yours is the kingdom of God. Well, whether you remember it or not, we are still journeying through the season of Epiphany. Epiphany that we celebrated way back on January 6th, a few weeks ago, when we remembered the wise men who followed a bright star and found Jesus and then gave him their gifts and worshiped him. On that day of Epiphany and in this season, Jesus was revealed to them and to us. As we've continued this journey and seen Jesus revealed, we have seen him at his baptism and in his call to the disciples at the beginning of his ministry. And today in his teaching on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus continues to reveal himself and make himself known to us. Today, Jesus reveals more of himself to us as he shows us God's promises for us and for this world. Jesus shows us today that to be blessed is to belong to God and to know that God is with us in every part of our lives and in every moment. God who meets us right where we are today and will be with us still tomorrow and forever. So friends, the good news for you and for me today is that we do not need a gold star to know that we are special, to know that we are blessed. We are blessed not because of what we have done or will do, but because God has claimed us as God's own people. So live out the spirit of these Beatitudes. Live out the spirit of simplicity and hopefulness and compassion that Jesus reveals to us today. And thanks be to God that we are not on this journey alone. Rejoice and be glad. Blessed are you, holy are you. Rejoice and be glad. Yours is the kingdom of God. Amen.